Since November, when Bitcoin hit a record, about $1.5 trillion has been wiped off the value of the entire cryptocurrency market. That's more than half its value erased in just 7 months. Earlier this month, the collapse of stablecoin Terra and its sister coin Luna showed just how volatile these investments can be. Now, some investors have lost their entire life savings, and worldwide, more people than ever are questioning crypto's legitimacy. Now the regulators are circling. Business reporter Nassim Kadem is here in the studio to tell us more. Nassim, thanks for your time. Most products and investments come with some kind of consumer protections, right? Are there any for those who invest in cryptocurrency?
It's largely an unregulated market. So people trading in the stock market do face a pretty strict regulation, but people trading in crypto escape the same level of scrutiny. And now there's like tens of thousands of cryptocurrencies that people can purchase and trade, which is really far beyond the current resources of any regulator. So that means that people who are getting in thinking that they are going to get rich fast, and some people have got rich very fast, could still end up losing out. So my colleague David Chow and I have been looking at this. We've got a story coming out tomorrow where we cover this, and we spoke to one of the people that did lose out. His name's Connor Bronston, and his US investment, so it was $400,000, was wiped out when Terra Luna crashed at the start of May. Here's Connor.
Normal people need to be protected when some event like this happens. This is the kind of scale of, you know, the Enron crash or Bear Stearns, some of these major economic events that have happened in the last 20, 30 years. And it has affected hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people worldwide. And I think there are opportunities for protections, whether it's at a national, global level, or also within the industry.
So Nassim, how can regulators better protect people like Connor?
Well, the average person had invested about $50,000 in Terra, and that investment has shrunk to nil. So there's definitely calls for action. It's hard to know how new consumer protections will look, and it's really hard to regulate from a local standpoint. So we've seen some talk globally about regulation. We've, for example, heard the US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen flag that there'll be changes in the space, although she's not specified exactly what. Domestically, you know, our corporate watchdog ASIC, which does regulate the stock market, could act. So they could, for example, put a cap on how much mum and dad investors put into crypto. They could even go so far as banning these products, although that's really unlikely to happen because there's now so many Australians invested in crypto. And obviously, it would just send the, you know, staunch defenders of crypto underground. But one thing all the experts we spoke to about this cautioned is that you can't regulate crypto like the traditional financial products, and that you have to be really careful that you don't stifle innovation in this space and that you don't send people underground.
So is it likely that the new Labor government, the Albanese government, will move on this?
They likely will, although one of the critiques of them during the election campaign was that Labor didn't have really strong policies in this space, for example, like they did with multinational tax avoidance. But Labor could adopt some recommendations that have come out of previous government inquiries in this space. So under Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg, there were a couple of inquiries. There's still one being undertaken by Treasury, which submissions to that one closed on Friday. And many of those submissions are actually calling for far greater consumer protections. And Labor's Stephen Jones has previously said the party will consider crypto regulation as part of a broader overhaul of the digital payment system. So there is likely to be some action, but again, we just don't know what at this stage.
It's such an interesting space, and we'll be looking out for your story. Thanks, Nassim.
Thank you.
Nassim Kadem there, a business reporter here with the ABC, and you're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.